Hallo, ich bin Martin Tetzlaff vom Sportpodcast Plattsport. Am 23. Februar finden vorgezogene Bundestagswahlen statt. Und es ist entscheidend, dass du wählen gehst. Denn die Zeiten sind ernst und es steht viel auf dem Spiel. Antidemokratische Kräfte bedrohen unsere Freiheit, wie zum Beispiel auch die Möglichkeit zu haben, einen Podcast wie diesen zu produzieren, den du jetzt gleich hören wirst. Damit wir weiterhin in einer freien und toleranten Gesellschaft leben können, ist es wichtig, am 23. Februar nicht zu Hause zu bleiben, sondern wählen zu gehen und einer Partei deine Stimme zu geben, die mit unserem Grundgesetz übereinstimmt. Es ist wichtig für dich und uns alle, dieses hohe Gut des Wahlrechts wahrzunehmen. Darum gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.
Embrassing Dream, laissons from Randy Pochesse the last lecture. How does Randy use the metaphor of a brick wall to explain life's challenge? What does he mean by saying, brick walls are there for a reason? In his famous last lecture, Randy Poch uses the metaphor of a brick wall to repress the obstacle and challenge that people encounter in life. By saying, brick walls are there for a reason et suggeste that these obstacles serve a purpose, they are not just random barriers, but rather a means to test our determination and commitment to achieving our goal. Poch explains that brick walls help to distinguish those who are truly passionate about their aspiration from those who may not be serious. In other words, the presence of a brick wall is an opportunity for personal growth, resilience, and perseverance. When faced with this challenge, individuals can either choose to give up or find a way to overcome them, and that choice is what ultimately shapes their character and success. In essence, Randy's metaphor encourage viewers and listeners to embrace challenge a essential part of their journey, highlighting the importance of persistence, creativity, and dedication in the face of adversity. How does Randy address the concept of legacy in the book? What steps does he take to ensure his legacy for his children and daughter? In the last lecture, Randy Poch address the concept of legacy by emphasizing the importance of life lessons, value, and memorable experience rather than material possession. He stressed that true legacy comes from the impact one has on others and the memory shared with loved ones. To ensure his legacy for his children and daughter, he takes several meaningful steps. 1. Asterisk asterisk storytelling and life lesson asterisk asterisk, Randy shares personal anecdotes from his life, including failure and success. These stories encapsulate important lessons, such as pursuing dream, overcoming obstacles, and the significance of people in one's life. 2. Asterisk asterisk creating a positive outlook asterisk asterisk et encourage a positive attitude and resilience in facing challenge. By demonstrating how to approach life's difficulty with humor and determination, et opt to instill this value in his children's outlook on life. 3. Asterisk asterisk focused time with family asterisk asterisk, Randy emphasizes the value of spending quality time with his family, ensuring that his children feel loved and cherished. This intentional time together is meant to create lasting memory that will contribute to their understanding of love and support. 4. Asterisk asterisk writing and articulating value asterisk asterisk et provide guidance on the principles et dîmes essentiels, such as integrity, humility, and the importance of hard work, hoping that his children will carry this value with them. 5. Asterisk asterisk use of video and public speaking asterisk asterisk, Randy utilizes his platform to share his insight broadly, thinking of his lecture as a way to communicate with not just his children, but also with a wider audience. H.E.S. wishes that others benefit from his experience and lesson. 6. Asterisk asterisk facilitating growth and independence asterisk asterisk et encourage his children to be independent thinkers and problem solvers, equipping them with skills and confidence that will serve them well in their future lives. Through these steps, Randy Poch seeks to create a lasting legacy that goes beyond his physical presence, aiming to inspire and guide future generations with the wisdom and HAS gained through his life. How does the book explore the balance between professional success and personal fulfillment? What does Randy teach about prioritizing what truly matters? In exploring the balance between professional success and personal fulfillment, the book delves into the idea that achieving career goal often comes at a cost to personal relationship and inner happiness. The narrative illustrates how relentless ambition can lead to neglecting personal well-being and connection with loved ones. It emphasizes that while professional achievement can bring a sense of accomplishment, they do not necessarily equate to a fulfilling life. Randy teaches that prioritizing what truly matters involves recognizing and valuing relationship, experience, N personal grosso vermer professional accolade. Et emphasize the importance of living in the moment and cherishing time spent with family and friends, advocating for a holistic approach to life where success is measured not only by career milestone but by the quality of personal relationship and experience. Ultimately, et encourage readers to reflect on their value and make deliberate choices that align with their deeper aspiration and what brings genuine happiness.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräfte-Coachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hallo, hier ist Malte Asmus, der Chefredakteur der Podcastbude. Die Würde des Menschen ist unantastbar und das ist ein Grundsatz, mit dem ich aufgewachsen bin und an den ich weiterhin glaube und den ich übrigens auch meinen Kindern immer predige. Entmenschlichung, weder durch Taten noch durch Worte, darf niemals wieder salonfähig werden. Die Grundsätze der Demokratie, die müssen erhalten bleiben. Und deshalb gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Bleib nicht leise, geh wählen, und zwar weise.